to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. I have something fun. Okay? You know, we've been getting a little serious lately and doing all that, but I want to do something fun today. I want to talk about a great way to promote your podcast. If you haven't done this yet, you need to by the end of this episode. You have homework and you need to do this and you need to send me your homework. I'm grading you. Yeah. I want you to send me your homework after this episode. We're going to talk about a great way to promote your podcast. Better than social media. Oh, yeah. Better than Instagram. Oh, some people just got angry. Better than Facebook. Better than all social media. Better than an audiogram. You know, that picture with a squiggly line. Oh, goodness. This is way better. And it's going to work. I promise. It will work. You got a little bit of homework. We're going to talk about it here on the podcast. How to promote your show the right way to the right audience. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. So as I listen to podcasts about podcasting, I hear a lot of so-called experts telling you that Instagram is the place to be. And you need to post multiple times a day within a certain window of time if you want to grow your audience. And let's just make one thing very crystal clear, okay? Because one thing they're not telling you is social media users are very different than podcast listeners. Like very, very different. Think about what social media is. It's a scroll fest. It's you sitting on your phone and scrolling through pictures, videos, feeds, your thumb gets a workout as you scroll your screen. And in milliseconds, you're on to the next thing. Who is going to sit there and listen to a clip from your podcast? Not very many people. I've listened to another person who claims to be an expert. They're radio-based, and they just kind of basically release their radio show as a podcast and call it a day. And that's interesting because they'll say, my radio show reaches 3 million people. And that's like saying the likelihood of 3 million people have actually heard this person's voice is very slim. I know as a radio listener from time to time that radio is like a river. A very flat, fast flowing river that kind of goes past you. And when you turn on your radio, everything is in progress. And the whole thing about radio is it's trying to convince you to stay. Like they got to give you multiple reasons to stick around because there's so many other things to do. And as soon as the radio commercials come on, you jump to the next station. That's where we've got presets in your car, thankfully, so that I don't have to sit there and listen to somebody's commercials. I bounce right away. And if the person talking on the radio is boring, I'm done. The song is dumb, I'm gone. So we jump around a lot. And it drives my wife nuts when I drive because I get to do the radio. And she's just like, can we just listen to an entire song? So that's my problem. It takes me a while to find a good song. And usually by the time I find it, it's halfway through the song. Wah, wah, wah. So this person is a radio person who tells us that Facebook is the place to grow your podcast. Facebook is also the place to be hounded by trolls. Facebook is also the place where they know everything about you. And Facebook is very evasive. They're all in your face and in your business. And they know way too much about you. It's called terms of service. You agreed to that because when you go to a free platform like Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you call it, because you're not paying to be there, you are the product. Congratulations. And they can do whatever they want with your sweet, sweet information. So there you go. So I'm not a huge social media person, and I'm actually seeing an exodus of podcasters who are backtracking on social media as their main go-to thing to promote their show. And I agree in that me coming on to social media and telling you about episode 213 and why you should listen gets very small interaction. What works for me and my suggestion for you as a new podcaster, as a new to podcasting podcaster, you're just starting out and you have a very small audience on social media. Fine. If you want to like be on social media, then maybe pick one or two platforms and go all in on that. But remember that people on social media are different. They're not looking for long form content. They're not looking for something to commit to on a long-term basis. They're looking for that adrenaline hit, that quick dopamine. Wow, look at that video of the cat. And that's it. And it's a game. It's a job in social media. So you're signing up for a lot of work. So it's yours to pick. But for me, I prefer podcasting to be a standalone thing. Podcasting does not need social media. And social media does not need podcasting. Really. Podcasting is its own unique thing. So let's treat it with respect that it's its own thing. And the audience that you want to reach are podcast listeners. And where do podcast listeners hang out? Wait for it. Yeah, on podcast apps. Because they're listening to, wait for it, podcasts. And what are you? A podcaster. So what's the best way to reach podcast listeners? Let me think. Wait for it. How about we talk to them where they listen? On podcasts. That's where people are going to find us, on podcasts. I had one person reach out to me and I asked them, how'd you find my show? And they said they went to Spotify and my show was recommended on Spotify to them. So they pressed play, they pressed follow, and now they're in my community. The best place to find a podcast listener is to go where podcast listeners are. And unfortunately, that's not always Facebook. That's not always LinkedIn. That is not always Instagram, Twitter, Twix, whatever you want to call it. Podcast listeners live on podcast apps. The best way to find a podcast and something to fall in love with is on podcasts. And what is another way that we can then advertise our show so we could be found? It's partnering with other shows like this and creating what I call a pod commercial. What's a pod commercial, Dave? Now, go back to the radio reference. In between songs, there's this thing that we love to skip called commercials because it's for the local car dealership or somebody's going to clean your carpets or cut your hair or whatever, right? Those are commercials. Now, imagine in a podcast, if you had a commercial for your show, for what you do, and you could share it with another podcaster and swap commercials. Wouldn't that be great? And you're like, wow, Dave, that's a great idea. I wonder if anybody's doing it. Well, I have proof. I do. I have commercials that people have created at my request, thank you everyone, and submitted back to me to promote their show. So today is an episode of podcast commercials. Yeah, and you could create one too. It's very simple, doesn't take a lot of work. Keep them short, to the point. And basically, tell me the who, what, when, where, why, how, everything about your show. And make it entertaining, make it engaging, so that I want to jump to your show. So, for today, there's going to be a lot of links in the show notes. Because all of the people that we're going to feature here in commercial format are going to be linked there for you to follow up and go check out their shows. And give them some podcast love. So, without further ado, here is a whole bunch of podcast commercials. And if you're a podcaster like me and you look at your podcast list for the today and you're like, I want something new. How do I find a new show? I got the answer. It's podcast commercials. And here's a whole bunch of them. Fall in love with these guys and girls and amazing content creators and reach out to them and follow their shows. Like them, subscribe, do all the things. Give them a review. And let them know that you heard their commercial on the How to Podcast series. And you're like, Dave, I got the fear of missing out. I got the FOMO. Oh, I want my commercial to be on your show. Then go to howtopodcast.ca and either record something right there on SpeakPipe. How super easy is that? I'll throw some music behind it if you don't have music for your show. No problem. Record a commercial for your podcast. And let's get you featured here on this show in front of 108,000 listeners. Let's do it. Okay? You, me, let's work together and get you in front of a bigger audience. I would love to introduce you to the How to Podcast family. And How to Podcast family, I'm calling you out. Please go and support these amazing people for making the step to create a commercial for their show. So you're going to hear commercial after commercial after commercial with little swipe sounds in between. Hope you enjoy. Make a podcast commercial and get in front of podcast listeners. Try it. It works. How do I know it works? Because you just press play on this episode. Here we go.
You've got your podcast ready to go with superb content and fascinating guests, but you'd like that extra little touch to make your podcast sound like a professionally produced show. My name's Brent, and I can voice and produce podcast intros, promos, outros, advertisements, or anything else that would give your podcast that extra pop in production quality. Visit my website at theitvoice.com or drop me an email at brent@theitvoice.com and find out how I can help give your podcast the edge it deserves.
Hi, my name is Charlie, and I love being able to share my passion for storytelling. As the host and narrator of the Conjuring Oddities podcast, I've had the opportunity to hone my skills in voice acting and sound production, and I'm excited to take my experience to the next level by offering my voiceover services to others. If you're in need of a voice actor for your project, whether it's a commercial, audiobook, or anything in between, I'd love to work with you. I'm confident that I can deliver the quality and professionalism that you're looking for. You can reach out to me at charlie@conjuringoddities.com or visit www.conjuringoddities.com for more info.
See, so these are commercials. These are commercials for voiceover work. These are commercials for podcasts. Do you see how this works? You need to make one for your show. Again, the who, what, where, why, how, all of that in a short commercial that I would put in the show and I would promote you. Why would I promote a mattress? I would much rather promote you and your show and send all of the How to Podcast family to come and support you. You need to create a commercial today. Here's some more.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.
Mindshift Power Podcast, the podcast for teenagers and those who work with them. There's a huge problem in America today. There's a very large disconnect between teenagers and the adults who work with them. I'm looking to bridge that gap with real, raw, honest conversation, not held back by the chains of political correctness. You cannot solve a problem you do not understand. Want to understand teenagers today? Listen to this podcast. This podcast is for teens in the U.S. and Canada. To learn more, go to FatimaBay.com/podcast or just look for Mindshift Power Podcast on any listening platform. I look forward to you being a faithful listener.
Hey, blokes, it's time to pay attention. It's time to pay attention to who we are as men and how we can show up better every single day. My name is Simon Rinney, and I'm inviting you to subscribe to the Mindful Men podcast. Each episode helps us to become more mindful of what's happening in our lives, from our health and well-being to work, relationships, parenting, and everything in between. You'll hopefully leave each episode inspired and thinking and feeling in new directions. The Mindful Men podcast is available on your favorite podcast platforms and YouTube. So what are you waiting for? Together, let's get mindful.
Hey, it's Jeremiah from the What If They're Wrong podcast, the podcast that wants you to question everything. What If They're Wrong podcast is a fringe topic podcast. We cover various topics like aliens, UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts, and other strange phenomenon. So tune in and remember to question everything.
Hey guys, this is Dave Campbell. Thank you so much. This is Living the Next Chapter podcast, all about authors, all about publishers, and all about getting your book in front of the next set of eyes. We are here to help you promote your book. So please go to our website, go to livingthenextchapter.com and contact us. We want to get you on the show. It's real simple. We're here to help you. So again, my name is Dave Campbell. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to have you join us on the next episode. I am sitting at my computer and I'm waiting for your email. Let's go. Let's get your book in front of people. livingthenextchapter.com. I'm Dave and I'm here to help you. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Salutations, everyone. DJ Scoop here. Are you like me, a new entrepreneur that's just getting started in their adventure? I had an idea, and I was hoping I was headed in the right direction in my adventure, too. I thought, what better way to learn than from other people that are going through the same experiences as me? Thus, the Undiscovered Entrepreneur was born. Listen to new entrepreneurs that are just getting started. Hear about their goals, struggles, stories, and accomplishments. Learn and grow with us and become a Scoop Believer. Please subscribe to The Undiscovered Entrepreneur, available on all podcast platforms. Be a part of an amazing community that will inspire you to grow. That's The Undiscovered Entrepreneur with me, DJ Scoob.
Hello and welcome to Head of Hope. I'm Jennifer Soames, traumatic brain injury survivor and advocate, holistic health professional, and author of Head of Hope, a resource and empowerment guide for living and thriving with a traumatic brain injury. Here on this site, you can find out more information about the book, a little bit about me, and you can order the book directly. It is my hope in writing this book that you and other TBI survivors get the validation, inspiration, information, effective treatment options, and resources that you need to not only recover, adapt, but to really live your best life even with a traumatic brain injury. Let's face it, it's not always easy to navigate this road to living with a TBI. And so my hope is that this book gives you just a little bit of a roadmap and how to do that. If you have a question or a comment about the book, drop me a line up at the contact form. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for stopping by, and I wish you all the health, happiness, joy, and hope in living life with a traumatic brain injury.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave from the podcast. Just jumping on quick to tell you about truemediasolutions.ca. What is truemediasolutions.ca, you're asking? Well, truemediasolutions.ca is the umbrella that is over all the different podcasts that we do here for you. We have several different podcasts. So if you go to truemediasolutions.ca, take a look and you'll find all of the different podcasts that my wife Jennifer or myself do, either separately or together. Check us out. Find out more about the podcast that we're doing by going to truemediasolutions.ca. We'll meet you over there. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Heidi De La Cruz, the host of the American Dream in the Eyes of Immigrants podcast, where I talk with immigrants from all over the world about their experience moving to the United States. We talk about how they adapted to a new culture, a new country, the first culture shocks they experienced, and the differences on living in the U.S. versus their home country. You can listen to these amazing stories on Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So there you go. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. Very simple to do. Think of a commercial for your show. If you're having questions, you're like, Dave, I don't know how to do this. Howtopodcast.ca. There's a calendar link. Set up some time with me in my calendar. Let's do this together. We can record it together right on Zoom. I can help you with some music bed behind it if you want that. Whatever you like. But we'll do it together, you and I. On Zoom. We'll just record it and you're done. I'll help you do it. If you're not sure, reach out to me. Don't let this go by. Because you could then send this commercial on ahead of time to the podcast that you're going to be going on in the future as a guest. You can give this to them and say, hey, do you mind throwing a commercial for my podcast into your show? If they're a good podcaster, they'll be like, heck yeah, let's do it. So if they're not a good podcaster, they'll say no. And then don't go on their show. Don't do it. But you can come on my show. I'm always looking for guest co-hosts, and we will play your commercial for your podcast. I'm always looking for these commercials. I have 8 shows. I can put commercials everywhere. I can put your show in front of so many people. So stop posting on an audiogram on Instagram. There's too many grams in that sentence. Stop it. Stop wasting your time. Stop paying somebody to make you assets for social media when people on social media don't give 2 hoots about your podcast. Please, please stop. Make a commercial and put your commercial in front of podcast listeners because they are the ones who will listen to your show. You tell somebody on Instagram to come listen to your show, they have to leave, like, goodbye. They have to leave Instagram and go to your app of whatever and download or hit play. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. So jumping on there and saying, hey, y'all, episode 32 is out. Woohoo! Crickets. Really, crickets. They don't care. You can give them value from your show and take snippets and play those where great quality content will make them go, whoa, what's a podcast? That was interesting. That could work. Do you have time to make clips? Do you have money to hire somebody to make clips? Do you have money to subscribe to a tool every month that'll make you clips? Do you? There are options. I don't want to say that all social media is bad, but we're here to podcast, people. We're not here to Instagram. We're not here to Facebook. You're not listening to the How to Facebook podcast. You're not listening to the How to Instagram podcast. We're not listening to the How to Dance Like a Star on TikTok podcast. You're listening to the How to Podcast series. You're playing the episode right now. You are. So you're here about podcasting. If you want to learn about Instagram, go listen to a podcast about Instagram. That's not why we're here. We want you to start your show and get in front of the entire world, Instagram user or not, Facebook user or not, TikTok dancer or not. We're here to connect with podcast listeners, the best way to catch a fish is to fish where the fish are. That's the best way to catch a fish. Podcast listeners listen to podcasts. I know, I just blew your mind. You're like, what did he just say? Rewind. Yeah, podcast listeners listen to podcasts. It's kind of a thing. And if you want people to know about your show, create a commercial today. Come on, 30 seconds, 60 seconds. You can do this. Next time you're set up for your next recording, take a few minutes, write down your thoughts, hit record, and make a commercial. Does that have to be perfect? No. Are my commercials perfect? No. But make something. Send it to me, and I will put it in the podcast. How's that? Deal? Deal. Yes? Yes. Creating your engagement for your podcast is best done on a podcast app. Hands down, the best way to get a new listener is to get in front of a new listener. That's the best way. So do it. Come on. You can do this. You've done many hard things in the past. This is not hard. And I will help you. I told you. Go to howtopodcast.ca. Click the calendar link. Say, Dave, SOS, I need help creating a commercial. Done. You will walk away with a commercial. Done. I promise. And you will be happy. And it will get you more listeners. And those listeners will bring more attention to your podcast, which will then make you smile, laugh, and dance. I'm a terrible dancer, so I'll not do that for you. I will spare you that mental image ingrained in your brain. You will be so happy because your listening audience will grow. You're like, Dave, I got 3 listeners. I don't know what to do. Do you have a commercial? No. There's your problem. Let's get you in front of podcasters. Let's start today. Okay? Challenge accepted? Yes or no? I can see that hand in the back. I see that hand over there. Okay. There's some people saying yes. If you're still on the fence, get off the fence, get to work, create your commercial, send it to me. I'll promote you. You have a friend in podcasting right here on the How to Podcast series. howtopodcast.ca. Catch you over there. Send me your commercial. Get in my calendar. All right. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.